Russia hammers Kyiv as Ukraine weighs its largest command shakeup in years. Russia struck Kyiv this weekend with a major ballistic missile barrage of the kind designed to overwhelm air defense systems through sheer volume rather than precision. A systematic assault on the Ukrainian capital's resilience. The attack comes as Ukraine reports Russia is planning a 500,000 troop mobilization, which would be the largest Russian military call-up since World War II, dwarfing even the roughly 300,000 reservist mobilization of September 2022 that severely strained Russia's social and economic fabric. The mobilization planning is unfolding against a backdrop of domestic vulnerability. Putin's approval rating has simultaneously hit a wartime low, and Russia is reportedly gripping through a fuel crisis driven by Ukrainian drone strikes on refinery capacity, sanctions-related supply chain disruptions, and the consumption demands of a wartime economy. That combination, declining public support, economic strain, and massive military mobilization, historically suggests a leadership that believes it needs a decisive military breakthrough before domestic conditions deteriorate further. On the Ukrainian side, the Financial Times is reporting that President Zelensky is gathering his military commanders this weekend to seriously weigh replacing General Sursky as commander-in-chief. Sursky took command in early 2024 following the dismissal of Zelensky and has faced persistent criticism over tactical decisions, particularly around the Pokrovsk corridor and manpower management. The military logic would normally counsel against command changes under active pressure. That Zelensky is reportedly considering it anyway suggests either a fundamental breakdown in confidence or political pressure from swelling domestic protests that cannot be absorbed through wartime solidarity appeals alone. The 500,000 troop figure originates from Ukrainian military intelligence. A source with genuine insight into Russian planning through intercepted communications, but also with strong incentives to frame Russian capabilities in ways that support continued Western military aid. Both things are simultaneously true, and good faith analysis requires holding both.